Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
And I wonder if I should reel off the next three, because they're kind of in the same line. But feel free. A fool is known by his speech, a wise man by silence. Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak out and remove all doubt. A wise man speaks because he has something to say. A fool because he has to say something. Response?
I've been saying it for a long time.
I'm waiting for you to drop the mic and end it, because that was a perfect ending right there. You just didn't catch it.
Oh, I ain't finished. I got some more.
I was about to say that was a perfect ending.
Oh, I got some more.
I would have ended.
The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. Hey, Mental, you always talk about people need to put in the work. When we blather about trivial things, we ourselves become trivial. Ouch, huh? So I had to look up, what is blathering? What is blathering? Talk long-windedly without making very much sense. And then the word blathering idiot or blathering, what is it?
It's blathering idiot. Blathering idiot. Yeah, and it's gibberish. Gibberish would be synonymous with blathering.
All right. Boastful speeches are the first sign of weakness. And those who are capable of great things keep their mouth shut.
Repeat that first sentence again.
Boastful speeches are the first sign of weakness. And those who are capable of great things keep their mouth shut.
Could one mistake boastfulness for confidence?
What was that?
Say, could one mistake boastfulness for confidence?
I would say boastfulness is arrogance, not confidence. And people get those two confused. It's a fine line. It's a fine line.
I just got three words to say to you, Mental. Apex alpha male.
That was four, by the way.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
I just say 48.
Mm.
40. Some people, Paul, real quick, between the confidence and arrogance, they confuse that, and they like to apply that to Leos. I just wanted to throw that out there. And they talk about the ego of a Leo, and they don't understand to differentiate between confidence and arrogance. So some people like to confuse those words because they don't really understand them, and then they throw ego out there. In reference to Leos, astrologically, because you are into astrology a little bit, just a little bit.
Now I have to skip down to another quote to backdoor that. Silence is not at all a sign of callousness. Only what is empty on the inside rattles. take that one in. What would be a rattle? What's a rattle do? It makes noise. You think of a baby rattle, you shake it.
People with small brains shaking their head.
Okay, but and so would that be somebody who, think about that. The trigger words. When you hear that word, would that be a sign of a rattle going up?
But see, you're listening to the rattle, right? But see, what people don't realize is rattle actually deflects as well.
I don't know which one. I got two more. I don't know which one I want to do last. Because they're both kind of good. I'm going to do this. I know which one I'm going to do. Silence is a lesson learned through life's many sufferings. Silence is a lesson learned through life's many sufferings.
If I recollect correctly, there's a song called Sound of Silence by Paul. Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, I was going to say by who?
Paul, Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, all right.
Sound of
Okay. What? You know what comes to mind, Mental?
What?
That female that popped off at the mouth and got their man ass beat.
You know what I just? It was a. Yeah. There was a video a few years ago I seen on Facebook with that exact same thing. Buddy and his old lady was on a train. She was popping off to another dude. Dude was telling dude to get your lady, man, calm your lady down. After her going off about 10 minutes, he whooped the dude ass because he couldn't touch the girl. I'm talking about he wore that ass whooping so good. Only thing I could say was fight back. Shit.
You think she gonna do that again?
Depending on her level of respect for the dude, probably.
I was about to say she might because she ain't the one that got her ass whipped.
You ain't beat his ass. You ain't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last but not least, I think you may like this one, but this one may take some thought. Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen. Why does it take courage to sit down and listen?
Because you have to exercise patience and self-control and discipline. That's why.
Dig into that further, please. Dig into that further. I like that thought, you know. Go. Why do you have to show, you said you have to show patience, discipline, and what was the third? Patience, discipline, and... why does it take courage to have patience?
That you think before you speak. That you don't react emotionally, you react logically through a thought process that has meaning. Sometimes people feel so compelled to jump up and speak, and so when you are able to maintain your composure and practice patience and discipline, you don't act irrationally, you act rationally instead.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.